Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Welcome to another episode. We are currently in season 2, and we hope that you loved episode 1. I'm here with precious Hannah.
Hey guys. What's poppin'?
Yeah. And before we move, I just want to say that this podcast is proudly brought to you by Bull Culture. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, BEAUXCULTUR. That's that. Bull Culture. So
today's topic,
right?
I'm really excited about this topic, Q. I don't know why.
Wait, do you have a lot to say? I mean, if you do,
you know, I always have a lot to say. Sometimes I always start the conversation like, oh, media, I have nothing to say, but then as soon as we start, I cannot stop.
Oh man, so why don't we just get right into it?
Okay, so Q, can girls and guys just be friends?
Damn. Oh shit. I'm just gonna act prudent and say that I didn't see that this question was coming, but this is a very interesting topic.
Mm-hmm.
Can girls and guys just be friends?
Charlie. This one dear, not easy.
Hey, I honestly feel like it's just different strokes for different folks.
Thanks.
Sounds really, you know,
cliche.
Nutty as
fuck
and cliche.
Oh, as fuck. That! Get your head out the gutter.
Oh my god. Yeah, but like, it's just, it depends, right? But let's just be honest. Let's just be.
I can be completely honest right now. Guys and girls, look, listen, this is what I'm saying. Guys and girls can be friends, but just know, one party might have seen the other party in a completely different way. Am I lying?
You're right, spot on.
Thank you.
Wait, before we go,
mm-hmm.
I have an experience that, you know, I feel like we both can relate to because it was us, right?
Okay. We're Wait, putting ourselves
I,
out there.
Did I just jump too much?
Yeah. You just put us okay. Let's not even lie. This is a conversation Q and I have had before. Now, you see, me and Q have this great connection. We have a great friendship. So one day we were just there, like, have you ever thought about it? And let's be honest, I feel like everybody thinks about it. Am I lying? Didn't you think about it?
Yeah. You know, I wasn't even gonna say that. We did have this conversation before we had this conversation. Like, you know, I remember when we
first started talking, or
no, I mean, you remember the day that we had our first fight? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, right. Wait. Was that like an experience before that?
No. The day that we had our first fight, right? I actually had just met Q's friends. So Q and I had just finished fighting and we had done our soppy. I'm sorry, but you know I care about you. So we just finished the whole of that, right? And now we're at KFC eating ice cream, minding our business. We finished chopping chicken and everything. And then Q's friend turns to us and goes, so what are you two? And I'm like, oh, we're just friends, you know, like brother and sister. And Q was like, huh, what? I was like, dead. Which one again is how?
What happened was...
Go ahead.
No, I mean, you are right. Spot on. That mm-hmm. The whole thing was just... it was a tough question for me.
Okay.
Because what happened was... And I'm going to say it again because now I'm going to have to think a lot. You know, I was really... I didn't know what to expect, right? Like, mm-hmm. if somebody should ever walk up to us and then ask, yo, why you guys? Or what's mm-hmm. up with you guys? Because let's just be honest, we've had a very great, great run. And it's not even like, it's not
coming to an end.
Yeah, it's not coming to an end anytime soon. Like, mm-hmm. yeah. But I don't know how I'm going to go about like saying what we are before this, before like
that situation.
Yeah, before that situation. Okay. I just didn't know how.
That made sense. Because I'm not going to lie, in the moment when I was saying it, I was like, wait, is this even a thing? Like, how do we see each other? And the thing is,
you have to draw your mind to that.
Yeah.
I just really wanted to know the thoughts that was running through your head.
And I was might as well tell you like,
it afterwards.
It was so funny because I was dying inside, but so comfortably. That doesn't even make sense. But let me break it down for you. Like, you know, I can't say I was embarrassed because I'm that comfortable around Q that it was just funny. But I was slightly embarrassed because I felt bad. And then Q and I, you see, this is the thing. Because do you remember that instead of us like being like, oh my gosh, we're so shy. Yeah, we just ended up having a full blown conversation about, wait, you know, guys can actually like see the girl.
Oh, I was going to say that.
And then we were like there like analyzing the situation.
I was going to say that, right? And I've always wanted, I felt like you should cut on to that. You should cut on to that. Because what happened to me when you said that, I was like really quiet because mm-hmm. I knew that my friend was going to act a fool and then try and bring something out like that. Obviously, it was kind of uncomfortable, but it was comfortable together out of the way, mm-hmm. right? So when the question came like, should I even laugh to this?
Oh, yo, I'm loving this. Yo,
I was just sitting down, just minding my business, just chewing chips and all that, like chewing chicken and feeling all like, oh, it's all good.
Yeah, the argument is over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then my friend, I'd like to see him more as family, right? So he, wait, did he ask you or he asked me?
He asked us.
I don't like to because think that he asked me first.
I think he was talking to me. And then he asked, so what are you guys? And he looked at us. And in my I can see it in my head very vividly. Like, he was looking at both of us like, what are you guys? And I was just like, oh, you know, we're just friends. He's like my brother.
No, okay.
Your face dropped.
You saw that shit, right?
I saw that shit.
I was like, okay, let me just ignore this. Let me just act like nothing happened. Or rather, like, my soul is just kind of opened it. Floor down there
because then like, you had me there like, well, you know, we've said, I was like, because do you know what the funny thing is, you've called me your sister before.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's where I got that from.
Are you sure?
Very sure.
wait, do you realize that I was gonna say something. I was gonna say that I couldn't answer it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But even before that, you've also called me your brother before. Right.
Oh, there you go. Then it's my fault.
Yeah. I mean, there has been situations where we've met people or we've... okay, so like this case, right? Mm-hmm. Wow. Should I drop names?
Nah.
Okay, so...
This friend case, right?
We sat in a car with a friend and like in a passing comment, you were just talking about some things and you said that, oh, this is my beautiful brothers or like my wonderful brothers. And all that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I just kind of took it from that.
Oh, okay. So the vlog, Charlie Wote vlog. Yes, right.
So I was like, no, and this could be normal, right? Because mm-hmm. we've not had that conversation. We've not even had any conversation about.
Okay.
Maybe I think we have, but that was just recently when I was just like making a passing comment about,
yeah,
yo, it's 2020. I might come ask you out.
Yeah. Q says it's 2020. If I'm still single by the middle of the year, he's going to shoot his shot.
Wait, you know that we've been talking about also like the past thing, 9 minutes.
9 minutes. So I was going to ask you, do you think it's important for like guys and girls to sit down in the beginning of a friendship,
yeah,
what they are to each other? Is it necessary or is it just causing problems?
It's very necessary. Sometimes I think it's very necessary because looking at what happened to us is just like a practical example, right? To say that if we got it right from the jump, I mean, I know that there are like unspeakable languages
mm-hmm.
that can let you know that, oh, this person is really rocking with you as a friend, just mm-hmm. as a friend only. I do get it a lot,
mm-hmm.
and it's not to say that it's a bad thing or anything, but if we had started it off like okay, we are friends, right? And we talk a lot. Wait, even when we started talking, it was like, it wasn't really that deep and it wasn't that frequent because, you know, you were in a different space. I'm sure
you were in a different space. Then,
yeah, you, yeah.
Basically, yeah. I was dating someone.
Yes. So it was like, it's understandable.
So we already had some kind of boundaries because I was with someone, you were...
I was, you know...
you were talking to people.
So,
plural.
You're putting me on the spot.
Sorry.
But again, oh, no, high school. But I respected that fact. And you know, there was a point that we weren't really talking like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It was days where you catch yourself like very busy and, you know, you might fail to respond to a text message and all that. Mm-hmm. Like, so basically, like, the communication wasn't really there as it was at a point, right?
Yeah.
But we always understood that there's that friendship.
Yeah, so and even if we don't talk for a month, we can, whatever the last text message is, we can just continue. Jump off,
And
yeah,
we had,
which is
like,
great.
We had similar interests somehow with the whole podcast and vlogging thing.
Mm-hmm. It media. Was,
yeah, media, the whole media space, and being creative as fuck. Like,
there you go.
It was really great that we had that in common. So if we were having a conversation, it's just, if it's not there, we are just talking about...
Our life,
yeah, like our, you know,
we just
issues,
vibe.
Like, again, it goes back to that unspeakable language that I feel like we didn't really have to sit down and then set boundaries like that. Like,
we didn't have to put a label on
it. Yeah, like a label on it.
I didn't have to call you my brother. Sorry, I
can't. Hey, you did though.
To me, it's really funny. But do you know the funny thing about it is, this is for our listeners.
Yeah,
this is for our listeners. Like. If you're a young lady and you find yourself, sorry, I shouldn't just say young lady. If you are a lady and you find yourself in an environment where you have a lot of male friends, I feel like there's a way that you respect yourself and carry yourself where men or your male, you know, friends. Counterparts will know how to approach you. Because let's be honest, you've never made any weird passes at me where I need to like give you one uppercut and then you know, so I don't know what so for me, I want to ask you, is it like boundaries I set, or is it like a respect that you see? What is it that makes you know that you can't cross a certain line? And or is it just the fact that some guys are just generally trash? Like, does I hope that question makes sense.
No, like, it makes sense a lot. So I won't lie. Right, I won't lie about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that you were not attractive. Now, let me just drop that in there.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe this is from me more than from you.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, in a sense that I know what's greater than just trying to mess this up. Like, I know that we have a good thing going on. Be friends, be good as fuck. Like, we are practically like just good friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
So... it's just maybe me. I know that I have to be a gentleman when I'm talking to you or when I'm hanging out with you. All right.
I'm glad
and,
you know.
And I see through you as like you're transparent when we are talking.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Also, I can say that I don't think that we've had like any situation where you had to set boundaries for me to see or whatever. Because it's never happened like that. We've never had that kind of conversation.
We've never had that.
You know, we've never had that. We've never gotten to that place where we would have to see that, oh shit, right? So I just feel like it was more of me than, because I wouldn't feel comfortable having a conversation with you about us when we first met. And even because of how, like, maybe you told me things and, and like how you told me about guys just trying to run games on you and all that shit. So it makes it really easy for me to see that, oh, you are transparent and I don't want to hurt you. It's not like, it doesn't make sense, right? I don't know whatever you guys, whatever you and any other guy had or whatever. I just know it by theory. You just told me, like, I wasn't there. So
cool, child, you guys can see that this is very personal, but it's for people to relate to, because I feel like a lot of people have this assumption that guys and girls can't be friends, especially, for example, a girl that's in a relationship with a guy and the guy has problems with the girl having male friends. I think in a situation like this, we've both dated other people in this friendship. I think it's all about knowing boundaries. I personally think I don't think you have to set boundaries for me. And I don't think I have to set boundaries for you. I think I have to respect you enough not to cross certain boundaries.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
You don't need to tell me how to like treat you.
So
just because I respect you, I know how I can treat you. So I feel like that's where where males and females should be. It shouldn't be we're either sleeping together, we're either dating, or we're not friends at all. We don't even talk at all. Like, it doesn't have to necessarily be like that. Why is your face turning like that?
Because I'm thinking about, you know, that apart from me being friends with you, I have friends that one way or the other, we just like ended up hooking up and all that.
You have, he just to clarify, he has female friends. Wait, that one way or the other. Abi is female friends. We need to clarify that they're female friends.
Why do they like that?
Sorry.
But, no, but like I'm just saying that this, for the purpose of this conversation that I used as, it was just different because I know what we have, right? And it makes it very easy to respect you.
Thank you.
Okay, to be gentle enough to like, you know, rock with you like that. But in a different scenario, all right, because I'm not like, I've had people that I've had friends, female friends,
that it turns, you know, into more.
Yeah, it turns into more. And wherever that conversation started from or how it happened, that's just our thing, right? But so, which is why I just said that it depends. But let's just be honest though, like, I don't want to. I'm gonna say something, and I know that it's really out of line. So preamble to that. All right, apologies if you feel that type of way about it. If we are to find ourselves in a situation
where you're shooting your shot,
where I'm shooting my shot, I won't say that because I am a gentleman and I respect you like that, I won't shoot my shot. I will shoot my shot because...
Oh, okay, yeah. When you're coming like that, well, of course. Like, I mean, not in this circumstance, but I mean, in general, like, I feel like guys should be able to shoot their shot. And girls should be able to shoot their shot. If it makes sense, like, okay, I'm putting it out there. And I feel bad.
No,
but no, I think... Q knows how it is. Like, I'm not even gonna lie, because every time he says this, I always dodge this topic. So Q should know how it is. Like, if Q was to shoot his shot, I would probably laugh. That's the honest truth. Like, I would laugh and be like, nigga, you joking. And I will swerve. But that was a long pause, isn't it?
Okay, alright. Alright, wait.
Yes, ask me a question.
Wait. So I'm not going to use this as a medium or anything, but I'm just saying that it's just levels to having a good conversation with somebody before you know that, you know, you guys can be friends or you guys can be friends and be more. It could be I don't know for you, right? But it could be that you were not in the same space as I am.
Oh, as you are. Sense.
Okay, as the person, now let me just use the term, as the person, right? It only makes sense that the other person would have to respect that. It only makes sense because
that's but just here not. We have a case where I've actually heard some people say that, you know, one party or the other like shot their shot and then got shot down, but then because they got shot down, or let's say either way, like, the person that shot their shot or the person that received the shot and shot it down, like, they felt uncomfortable after the fact. So they had to, like, terminate the friendship. Like, but slowly. Like, they just, you know how things fade. Like, you just kind of stop texting each other after a while.
I honestly feel like that's what happens a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just, you are dealing with people's emotions now. I mean, for somebody to shoot their shot to you or shoot their shot at you, it means that they've like really thought about it. It's been calculated. They've had that courage.
I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, I mean, thinking about it sometimes, because okay, let me speak for myself, right? If I'm going to shoot my shot, right, I know this is what I want,
and you've calculated all the pros and cons.
But again, it's like, I don't know the energy that you have on the other side of this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm to come and I'm like, hey, all that, sweet talk you and, mm-hmm. you know, try to like, you know, pull my hat out, shoot my shot, all that. And then you tear me down. That's like a sign to let me know. That's like a sign to let the person know that you're not really interested.
Okay, but
if you go up and you come down, it's still not.
But do you think it's also the way how the person responds? Like, if you shot your shot and I was just like, oh, hell no, like, get away, like, God forbid. And I said all these harsh things, yes. like, that definitely cancels the friendship.
Yep.
But if I talk to you calmly and I'm like, yo, Q, like, come on, like.
A hard no and a soft no is kind of like the same thing.
Oh, wow.
No, I mean, okay, so, no, listen, are you saying that, let's say if you and somebody that you like the person a lot, you decide to go and shoot your shot. This is in the same shoes. You are female, the person's a guy.
Mm-hmm.
You shoot your shot. And the person is like,
you don't know that it's harder for women to shoot their shot.
Yeah. Okay, so
it's
now
it's so much harder for women to shoot their shot.
And we've established that. Okay. Even thinking about it, it's just a whole thing that women, for a woman to shoot her shot, that means you're killing it. That means that she can't take it. Like, she, like, yes. it's just driving her insane to that
like,
extent. To
she's
like,
in love with you. She's thought about the marriage. She already knows her wedding colors.
She's not even going to shoot a shot, like, right away. She's just going to do things to put your
subtly.
Attention to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, right. If that should happen and the guy is not seeing you, whatever, whatever, right? Are you saying you can still continue with that?
You'll be surprised. Some girls will firm it to the very end. Trust me. Some girls will firm it to the end.
I don't know about that.
They will even be there with the guy when he's in a relationship with another girl and be the one to console him.
I can believe that.
And be praying that the girl messes up.
I can believe that. So in that situation, you have yourself a friend,
mm-hmm.
okay, who is a female, all right? And then you have a girlfriend. Now, how are you going to balance or juggle that triangle thing?
Because okay, so I've actually this is a good question, because I have female friends that will be like, oh, this used to be my very good friend, but he stopped talking to me because of his girlfriend.
Yeah,
to me, I've never experienced that before, because that's just weird.
But if it should happen, how would you feel?
Well, the thing is, I'm just a different breed, but I'm a different kind of alien, as I like to say. But I would actually, if I have a male friend that's dating a girl and is very serious, I want to meet the girl. Me and the girl have to be cool, because I want the girl to feel comfortable. And this is because this is how I want to be treated.
That's an angle. I didn't know that was like something.
Yeah, that's need cool. to know that. Is this your girlfriend? That's okay, cool. My name is Precious. When you see me pop up on his phone, do not get the wrong idea, because I do not want your man. Like, let's be clear on that. Because if I wanted your man, we would have had this discussion way before you came into the picture. Or even if I met him after the fact, like after you guys have been together for years and I've met him after and I know that he has a girlfriend, please understand, I respect that boundary, because when my time comes and I'm dating someone, I don't want no heifer around my man trying to steal him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, my version of karma is God's thunder. Me, I don't want God to come and punish me when it is my turn. So,
yeah.
You know, like, nah, I always think it's just respecting yourself. And like I said, the thing about the boundaries. So it just depends.
Right.
But
there's always a but.
Not every girl thinks like this. And not every guy thinks like this.
Can you go, have you had friends that you've never thought about them in a sexual or romantic way before? Male friends.
So this is, let's be honest, what happens is you think, like, you try and, you know, like how you just stare at someone, you twist their head, you twist your head just to see, and then you're like, nah,
this ain't it.
So yeah, of course, like I'll look at a guy and I'll be like, nah. And to be honest, me myself, I'm a very confused human being. Like, cause I don't know. Okay. Growing up, I've always thought I had a type. You know, you always think that you like this particular kind of guy.
Yeah.
But then you keep going for the same guy and realize, something is not adding up here. Something is not right. Like, why do I keep getting heartbroken? So you start learning from your mistakes. You start realizing that maybe you shouldn't hold on to this so-called type that you have, and you should just see how it goes. So I'm at that stage where, to be honest, even me in my relationships, I'm not looking at guys and trying to plan a whole wedding with you and plan a marriage with you and all of that stuff. I actually just want to build friendships. If the friendship is there and then one day I just turn my head and I'm like, ooh, yummy.
Yeah.
We thank God because the foundation is already set. You understand?
Makes sense.
I'm just trying to avoid the headache of, you know, this guy, this friend, that friend. This one likes you. Then you are confused. You don't know what you want. Then you're playing guys along. Nah, we don't do those things.
Okay. I just,
the way you're, what are you thinking?
Yeah, no, I'm just, you know, I don't know your current state, you know, like in terms of what you're going through with a guy and, your mentality at this point. That's if we are ever going to have a conversation on that. But for me personally, I just feel like personally, I can be friends with a female. Mm-hmm. It's normal.
Mm-hmm.
But there's levels to it. There's levels to it. There's levels to it in a sense that we can, you know, there are some situations where you can have sex with a person and still be friends with them.
Friends with benefits. Not that it ever ends well, but
yeah, it never ends well, and that's also a different conversation. But
for another day.
Yeah, it's safe to say that it differs. It's like different. Everybody comes to the table with a different opinion or mindset or
definitely,
like, you know, way to navigate. But it would be a healthy thing if there is respect and, like you said, boundaries. I think I now dig where it's like, I deep what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So we're just going to end here.
But we would love to hear what you have to say. We'll definitely love to hear what you have to say.
I personally would love to hear, like, your stories, if you ever, you know, have any.
So where should they find us to tell us what to...
So you can listen to the podcast on Apple Podcast and Spreaker. Listen to it. Drop your comments. We will read them on the next podcast. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that, you know, we can talk about it then move on. But thank you for listening to it. It's me, Q, and Precious.
You,
Anna.
Precious. Hence Precious me Anna. And you.
And do we have to, I mean, yeah, let's just do the shameless plug.
Shameless plug. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. That's Precious Hannah with one N, and it's one word. Follow me on Instagram, Precious Hannah. You'll definitely find me there.
Yeah. And you can also reach out to me or maybe interact with me on Twitter. Q. The E's in it is like three. But you can catch me on Twitter, Q. And on Instagram, Kwanta. Or you can also type Q. Yeah. Everything works. Okay. And then just tag me in some good, you know, topics that you want us to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, soon to come.
And then, you know, ask your friend, ask your mama, ask your papa. Can guys and girls just be friends? Bye, guys.
Bye. Now that it's over, instead of talking about how Rick and the man are so related, let's talk about the good times. The good times. Let go, with my eyes in the socket, I've got you around my neck, and I like it. Feel like a junk, I love Alexa from your chalice. It's got me dazed, but some I still want it. Higher than the Avatar, bigger than the Empire. You and I spark every moment like electricity. Like electricity, yeah. The very thing that keeps the heart intertwined. Sitting talking now about how things used to be. Things used to be.
Now that it's over, instead of talking about how Rick and the man are so related, let's talk about the good times. The good times. Now that it's over, instead of talking about how Rick and the man are so related, let's talk about the good times. The good times. Company, then we are nothing, cause we're one. But nothing is everything when you got the one. When you got the one. So instead of talking about our demise, instead, let's talk about how we arise. Instead of wiping all the memories, instead, let's tell her the story. Now that it's over, instead of talking about how Rick and the man are so related, let's talk about the good times. The good times. Now that it's over, instead of talking about how Rick and the man are so related, let's talk about the good times. The good times. Now that it's over, instead of talking about how Rick and the man are so related, let's talk about the good times. The good times. Now that it's over, instead of talking about how Rick and the man are so related, let's talk about the good times. The good times.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.